absence of federal nomination, our dead declared the elected chairperson to take the chair. Without any waste of time, may I get a nomination for the election of the chairperson. Can I repeat the question? Without any waste of time, may I have a nomination for the position of the chairperson of COCTA?
Chairperson, my name is Anele Doria. I nominate the name of Mr. China Dodovo for chairperson.
My name is Pindile Mola. I second the name of Mr. of Honorable T.S.C. Dodovo as a chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, interim chairperson of the session, and thank you very much, members of Parliament, honourable members, for bestowing this confidence in me to be at the helm, to be the chairperson of this committee. Undoubtedly, this is a daunting challenge in terms of making sure that we as members of Parliament, we do what is expected of us, that we must ensure that we facilitate the processes of legislation, that we scrutinize the actions of our executive, and that we facilitate community participation. And as we all know, members of this Parliament, that at the heart of what we are going to do is to ensure that our system of local government functions, and it functions quite effectively, so that it becomes developmental in nature. Whatever problems that are obtained at municipal level are addressed. And this is quite important given the nature of the problems and challenges facing local government. But equally important is to ensure that we improve human settlement within our society, that our people live in good human habitation. This is quite important as well in terms of making sure that we scrutinize the work of the executive, we facilitate legislation and community participation, as I pointed out. But we also know that part of what we are going to do is to ensure that we play our oversight role in relation to issues of sanitation and water. Water is life, and sanitation is dignity. This is what must propel us as members of Parliament to ensure that our people who don't have water have got access to water. Those who don't have sanitation have got access to sanitary facilities, and ensure that we play our effective role in this particular instance. For my part, I will make a contribution in terms of facilitating the work of this committee to ensure that it achieves its own objectives. And I think if we can work together as members of parliament in a way that inspires confidence, in a way that enables us to achieve our objectives, we would make an immense contribution in terms of making sure that we change the platform. And as a chair, working objectively, cooperating with all members of parliament, treating them equally, treating them with respect, will go a long way in terms of making sure that the work of this committee is quite good. On that vein, once more, I feel much quite elevated that you bestowed this honor for me, to me, to facilitate the proceedings of this particular committee. Based on what I've just indicated, I think this is the first meeting. Going forward, we'll spell out in precision about the work of the committee and what, when, how this committee will take its work forward for the implication of the future perspective. On that note, I wish to really, as I said, thank everybody else for this opportunity and then close this particular meeting. Meaning for the purpose of this, close this particular session. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, Honourable Members.